They target people around the world.
I lost over $300,000.
Chinese cyber scam operations stealing tens of billions of dollars.
These are sophisticated criminal enterprises.
Committing not just fraud, but atrocities. Many of their workers, victims too. Trafficked, enslaved, and forced to scam.
然后大概有两三千人左右。因为在里面，经常呢，你干不好他就打你，他用电棍电你。
Even children.
就当着大家的面去做，不会私下处理啊，什么什么的。
Southeast Asia's Cambodia is a hotbed of these criminal enterprises.
101 East talks to victims of global scam operations and investigates the Chinese companies behind them and their links to the Cambodian elite.
He took all my money, basically, all my savings that I saved up to open up my own business.
This 33-year-old, we'll call Melissa, lives in the United States. During COVID, working from home and alone, she fell victim to a cyber scam.
I was just looking for a fun date.
Melissa swiped right when she saw Zi Zhao on dating app Hinge in August 2021. Using stolen photos of a Taiwanese actor, the man claimed he was Chinese, an architect, and stranded in the United States because of the pandemic.
This is another project he was supposedly working on.
He was cute. He would share pictures of his dog, videos of like where he went on vacation. We text literally morning to night, every day. It was very, very believable.
So too was the online investment company he encouraged her to open an account with.
I'm a very careful person. I did my research, or at least I thought I did my research.
Over the next couple of months, Melissa transferred $300,000 to the account via a cryptocurrency wallet. At first, she was able to withdraw the money, but soon became victim to what's known in China as pig butchering.
I'm the pig, apparently. they're raising pigs. They're going to fatten up the pig, which is fatten up the victim. And then once it's fat and juicy, which is when they get a lot of money out of us, then they're just going to butcher us. My scammer, he got as much money out of me as they can, and then he disappeared.
Melissa then discovered the scammers were not in the United States, but in Southeast Asia.
It was just a horrible feeling. I don't know if I will ever, find justice, because he's in Cambodia.
But on the other side of the world, Melissa's scammer may also be a victim. For almost 40 years, Cambodia has been ruled by Prime Minister Hun Sen and his Cambodian People's Party. Repressive and brutal, he, his family, and his cronies treat the country like their own business empire.
Cambodia has long been regarded as one of the most corrupt countries in Asia, but in the past few years, corruption here has taken on a whole new dimension, the country becoming a haven for ruthless international criminals.
Across Cambodia, compounds like these, surrounded by barbed wire fences, house cyber scam operations run by Chinese nationals.
There are thousands of people in Cambodia being forced to work in scamming compounds.
Jake Sims heads up International Justice Mission in Cambodia. The American Human Rights Organization has been involved in rescuing nationals from across Asia entrapped in compounds.
They're consistently reporting that there are guards, armed guards, preventing them from leaving the building. So we know that there's confinement going on. There's reports of people being beaten. They're told if they call the police that they're going to get beaten. They're threatened to be sold at what appear to be marketplaces where humans are sold for thousands of dollars to conduct these scamming operations.
Scamming compounds are impenetrable to outsiders. But on the outskirts of the capital, Phnom Penh, there's a hotel that's become a safe house for Chinese nationals rescued from behind their walls. Volunteer Lu Zianri hears it all. His phone is full of messages from Chinese citizens desperate to be freed from scam companies.
How many do you receive a day?
Around 10 persons, the new one.
Every day?
Yes.
One victim sends photos of his injuries and writes, then there's videos of abuse. Lu says he receives them directly from victims inside the scam industry or finds them posted in social media group chats.
He's got handcuffs.
They're shocking. But they capture a reality Lu says he knows firsthand. Married with a child and working in the financial securities industry in China, in late 2020, Lu quit his job to learn how to run a business, travelling to Cambodia to help manage a friend's restaurant. But COVID hit, the restaurant closed and Lu was stranded. And that's when a regular customer offered him a job he'd regret accepting. But on arriving at the company, he discovered he'd been sold to a scam syndicate.
我们已经给了12,000, 然后他说我已经给了你就要赔啊。
Other survivors at the safe house reveal they were trafficked from China into the scamming industry. To protect their identities, we've given them pseudonyms. Married with a toddler and a new baby, Ming answered an ad on WeChat for office work in Cambodia. The promised salary was 10 times higher than what he was earning in waste recycling. Sixteen-year-old Lin was working in a hot pot restaurant when a man she knew offered her a much higher paid typing job in Guangxi province on the border with Vietnam. But after accepting it, she and a friend found themselves being driven out of the country. And things got more terrifying as they were led on foot across a mountain range.
然后面就是我们说话，他会把枪拿出来，就说你们都不准说话，一会儿我被抓进去了，我就弄死你们。然后我们当时很害怕。
23-year-old chef Chen answered an ad to promote online games.
他那时候跟我说的很相信的，说的很清楚的。
24-year-old aspiring golf coach Hong signed up to be a quality controller in a food factory.
那时候我没有出，第一次还没有出过国。
Both men had their flights and COVID-19 quarantine paid for, but when they arrived for their first day at work, they discovered they'd been duped.
但是到了公司也不是用着下来了嘛，然后我就问，这不是去食品厂工作吗？他说这哪是食品厂，这就是网络诈骗园区呢。
All of these victims were locked up in compounds 5 hours' drive southwest of the capital, in the city of Sihanoukville. A massive influx of Chinese investment has seen it develop from a sleepy beachside town to a dangerous casino metropolis, where organised crime and corruption flourish.
In the past few years, Sihanoukville has become ground zero for human trafficking and slavery. In many of the buildings in the city, people are held against their will and forced to scam across the world.
It's often the weak and highly corrupt governments that are allowing these sorts of activities to take place.
A fluent Mandarin speaker, Jason Tower, is a security expert who's been tracking Chinese scam syndicates operating across Southeast Asia.
So the first thing they do on arrival in Cambodia is they will work to build close relationships with extremely senior leaders. If you start to look at, you know, who are the names on the titles of some of the businesses that hold the buildings in which these activities take place, you'll find that there are people who are closely connected to the highest levels of leadership in Cambodia.
Scattered around the city, the light of day reveals the size of the scamming sites. This is known as Crown Industrial Park. It's owned by Crown Resorts, a subsidiary of Anko Brothers, a company owned by government senator Kok Arn. Security guards' uniforms are emblazoned with a badge for his Anko water supply. Lu Zianri says he was entrapped here. On his second day in captivity, Lu emailed the Chinese embassy. He was advised to call the Sihanoukville police.
那个警察就问我要各种资料，就是哪一个宿舍的，然后照片啊，然后护照啊，什么之类的，就是问我要这些资料。
While he waited, Lu sent Facebook messages to the Sihanoukville governor. But the police never came.
结果等来的是物业，他们已经知道我在报警了，那个时候被发现了。5 days.
Lu says the managers then sold him to another scamming company.
然后他就说，因为你报警，然后警察那边我们需要打点。 至少要花$4,000左右，然后打点警察局那边，然后这个钱你要你自己付，算在你的赔付里面，然后他就最后以$16,700的价格，然后把我卖到第二家公司去了。He
was then forced into a car and driven to this compound bearing the signage K99, a company owned by a relative of Senator Kok Arn, his son-in-law's brother, Richie Rutsmai.
And what happened while you were there?
在那天我看到一个人，然后就是被打得特别的惨的那种，浑身都是伤。
Lu contends it was this man who was reportedly found hanging just hours later.
然后我确定是那个人，就是感觉特别的害怕，也是很担心，然后被他们会这样的折磨我自己，自己也很害怕在里面。
At K99, he was spared physical harm, but within a day of arriving, he was sold again. This time for $18,000 to Yingjin Casino.
也很害怕，心里也很害怕。那个时候确实是有点那种想跳楼然后逃出去的那种冲动。Finally,
after 9 days in 3 compounds, Lu got a response from Sihanoukville's governor with a contact for his assistant. Within 24 hours, police were on their way. But many others suffer for much longer. These messages were sent to Lu by a victim held in Sihanoukville in February 2022. He also shared this extortion video his captors forced him to send to his family.
不然把你手剁掉。
Half an hour after getting $3,000, his captors raised the threats and demands. He sent these photos of the building and the street below to help rescuers locate him. But another day passed.
So this is the shop front that the man photographed, and this is the compound he said he was imprisoned in.
The building is connected to Nan Hai International Hotel, a development closely linked once again to Kok Arn's relative, Ritty Rutsmai. The victim was rescued, but others do risk jumping to escape. Like Ming. After being trafficked from China, he says he was sold for almost $5,000 to a company in another Sihanoukville compound. He says he was made to scam targets in China and around the world and was traded between companies on different floors.
大概是200多人这样子，因为在里面经常呢，你干不好他就打你，他用电棍电你。
In the early hours of June 29th, 2021, Ming evaded security guards and jumped from the first floor.
我不怕，因为我觉得我要离开这个地方了，我心里面特别舒服。
But he landed badly, seriously injuring himself.
但是我努力的要站起来，我的这个地方下半身不是我的控制，我也担心我会死在那里。
Ming was saved by a passing tuk-tuk driver who took him to the hospital. About 5 kilometers across town is Victory Paradise Resort and Casino. Expecting to start work as a quality controller in a food factory, Hong was instead delivered to a scam business here.
后面就是是叫什么叫什么就是恒信集团。
Hang Sin Real Estate is closely linked to one of the largest conglomerates in Cambodia, the Prince Group. Standing next to the Prime Minister is Prince Group Chairman, Chinese-born Chen Zi. Granted Cambodian citizenship in 2014, 6 years later, he received the country's highest honorary title, Ok Nya, for his donations to public works, and was also made an advisor to Hun Sen.Like all victims we interviewed, when Hong arrived, he was made to surrender his passport and sign a contract that bonded him to the company.
然后就是干满半年了，就免赔付，然后让你回国，公司购买机票。
He was then confined to the compound and ordered to scam.
工作内容就是骗我们国内的同胞，然后就是做一些彩票盘。
Hong says they'd contact victims, normally uneducated farmers, on Chinese social media app QQ, build a relationship, then entice them to make investments in a lottery.
就外挂，就是我们公司破解的程序，然后呢，你同时登录，然后我们就开始在后台给人操控。
But what they didn't tell them was that their money would be gone for good.
如他。我们说了很多，他还不愿意投，那我们这时候就开始卡他的款。
According to Hong, there were a couple of hundred people scamming for the company, and the success rate was high.
就一个办公室呢，十几二十个人嘛，他能做出200-300万，甚至500-600万人民币的业绩。你想一个园区。他有多少家公司？一家公司有很多，有多少家办公室？你想想，这个利润是多么的大。
In the center of the city, scam enterprises appear to operate with impunity.
So the Prime Minister's summer residence is just there, and across the road is White Sands Hotel and Casino.
And behind the White Sand Company is Yu Lingzhong.Often seen with the Prime Minister, he's in business with the daughter of Hun Sen's personal security chief, a man who's been sanctioned by the US for human rights abuses. Known in his homeland as the father of pyramid schemes, Yu's been implicated in numerous criminal fraud cases there, and after losing several civil cases, had assets frozen by Chinese courts. In 2018, he became a Cambodian citizen, changing his name to Po Chunnet.And set himself up as a cryptocurrency guru.
这是我们以前工作的地方。
16-year-old Lin says she was sold to White Sand Palace Hotel in August 2021.
就从八楼可以看到海，然后一楼就是赌场了。
Restricted to the upper levels, these photographs Lin took show the view over the Prime Minister's residence. She says she was forced to do sex scams.
在网上开小会所。然后就会有那种男人就会说什么，想约他在哪个哪个地方，想要哪个哪个地方的妹子，然后就给他介绍。其实那些图片都是假的嘛，就是网上盗来的图，然后就会骗他嘛，就跟他说，要充会员才能叫那个女的去找他，但其实都没有，都是虚拟的那种嘛。
She tells how she and others were constantly abused by the company.
打人啊，这些事情他都会当着面说，不就当着大家的面去做，不会私下处理啊什么什么的。 他就会看你不会有业绩，他就是拿着电锅在你旁边走的时候看见你没有业绩，他就会你大过年你敲上来就说他打那下就被吓到了嘛。
And according to Lin, he also came into the dormitory when they were sleeping.
就是会动手动脚，但是也会把他推开，然后就要么就是跑去他就是和我们一起来，还有其他人嘛，就是跑去相信那个人的房间那里休息。
To block out the horror, she started taking sleeping tablets.
就是真的睡不着，然后心情压抑啊什么什么的，然后才去买的，后面就越买越多。
Then one day, after 3 months imprisoned, it all got too much.
想着出也出不去，就，也不能回家，就还不如就在你，就死在那里了嘛。就这样，吃完饭之后，我就在他盒子里面翻到了，我就直接吃完了。
Lin woke up in hospital, which is where Louisianry's team picked her up and took her to a safe house.Not far away is this large compound known as White Sand 2. Chen was brought here in May 2021. He was told he needed to work for the business for 6 months or pay them more than $6,000 to leave.
这真的是相当于坐牢一样。你最起码，但是你坐牢一样，你最起码还有，他好歹还讲人权嘛。他这种地方，他根本就不跟你讲那些东西的。他在这里，他就是。做业绩做不出他就逼。
He says they had to work 15-hour days on a cryptocurrency romance scam, targeting wealthy Chinese women living abroad. The first thing they had to do was create a fake persona using videos and photos from the internet.
他就是包装那种，就是说长得比较帅啊，然后正能量，有一份正规职业的就行了，不是说包装富二代什么的，那不是。就是有一份正规的职业，反正就是一个死了老婆的，然后，怎么说呢？他们就是说的越惨越好，情感经历啊，说的比较惨一点，想想就不行。
For U.S. scam victim Melissa, Chen's testimony is hard to listen to.
That's the script that my scammer used on me.You know, they're using sad stories, you know, to get more money out of us. And my scammer used the plot that his girlfriend cheated on him.
They have scripts for pretty much for everything.
一个女的，反正一个女的就被骗了1000多万，对，在加拿大的。
But for Melissa, it wasn't just about money.
I think the hardest impact on me, it was the emotional side.They used me when I was most vulnerable, when I was most lonely.
You want to trust people and believe them, but after being scammed, how can you trust anyone anymore?
Chen certainly couldn't trust his captors. Just days shy of 6 months at White Sand 2 and his promised freedom, he was sold.
But he sold you for 5 months and 27 days.
Not far from Sihanoukville's tranquil shores is a precinct known as Chinatown. On street level, we secretly film the steel bars inside a restaurant, barbershop and pharmacy, preventing those inside the compounds from escaping. A police station is right on the corner.
Which place were you?
Hong spent 9 months enslaved. He was sold to 4 different companies here.Each time his price and debt to the company increasing.
我当时就是怎么说呢，就是既有害怕吧，因为人生自由控制，因为你这样转来转去的，你的身价只会越来越高。心想这时候什么才能把这皮肤给清了，才能回国。
He spent most time in this Chinatown compound known as Jin Sui. It's owned and developed by Yunnan Jingcheng Group.Headed by Chinese-born, now Cambodian national, Dong Lechung. Frequently seen with the Prime Minister Hun Sen, in 2008, Dong was convicted of money laundering in China. Since then, he's been at the center of multiple bribery cases there.
You know, despite the fact that he had been involved in giving those bribes, somehow he never had to really serve time. He then sort of seems to have shifted and moved off to Cambodia.
In Cambodia, Dong Le Chung's done business deals with Senator Kok Aung's relative, Ritty Ruxmai, and is not only involved in major development projects like this one, but also heads up a bank and an airline. In 2018, he provided a luxurious jetliner to fly Hun Sen and his entourage to a UN General Assembly meeting in New York.
I guess offering perks like this certainly is one way to develop a business in a country where, you know, rule of law is not so present.
Hong's first stint at Dong Le Chung's Jin Sui compound saw him confined to this building. According to Hong, the criminal enterprise he was forced to work for targeted people who had already been scammed. And then when victims wanted to withdraw their money, the practice of pig butchering would begin. Four months on, Hong was desperate to get out. He found Lu Xianri's volunteer team online. They reported his case along with four others to the national police. But before he was rescued, Hong says he was locked in a tiny room for 3 days without food or water. Next to Jin Sui is a compound known as Kaibo or KB. KB Hotel and Casino front the street. Once again, government senator Kok Aung has close ties to the site. His recently deceased son-in-law, Ritty Sumnung, was chairman of KB Hotel until his recent death. But Sumnung's business partner, KB Hotel director Zhu Aimin, is of even more interest here. He's another convicted criminal. In 2013, China issued an Interpol red notice against him after a Chinese court sentenced him to 10 years in jail for masterminding an illicit international gambling ring worth $1.75 billion.
This is another pattern that we've seen where people who are convicted criminals somehow are able to abscond and really continue doing the same sorts of criminal activity that they've been doing back in China without any form of repercussions or punishment.
Pictured here with Ritty Sumnung and the National Military Police Commander, the Chinese fugitive is also wanted in Hong Kong for money laundering and has had his HSBC bank accounts frozen.
So you can see that the methods that the criminal networks are using, I mean, they're co-opting elites that offer them protection from local law enforcement, but also from international law enforcement, including law enforcement back in China.
At the notorious KB compound, Chen says he was confined in Building 5. An elaborate cryptocurrency investment scam is hidden behind its walls. Using China's ban on Bitcoin as a premise, Chen says the company Spiel pretended to offer victims the chance to profit from wealthy Chinese.
那个公司就是说我们的借口就是说我们从事加密货币就直接跟他说帮别人洗钱。
According to Chen, they then get victims to download the company's fake platform and also a legitimate crypto exchange platform like Binance or Coinbase.
然后他充值的时候就是用那个盗版平台，就是用那个正规平台充钱充进去，然后转到我们平台。
The scam company had tricked the victim into giving it access to their crypto wallet.
就是你下载一个人的钱包，你里面没有钱的时候，我先让你授权，因为他那个授权是。 相当于是说有一个时间段呢，就是几年啊，因为你账号里面没有钱嘛，对不对？你不会怀疑我吗？
And the company would then watch and wait as the victim put more and more money into their wallet.
他们那种人就，他其实不是相信你，但是他相信平台，相信后面背时，他有钱就全部投进去，后面没钱了就自己给他全部花走了。我那时候走的时候，他那边有一个最大的，就是20多万美。
And from what Chen tells us, the company was using sophisticated technology that allowed each worker to target at least 500 people a day.
我们有一种软件，你只要输入国家的区号，输入城市的区号，它就会把你那个号码全部导出来，你就可以直接在上面跟他打招呼了。
The company's software also enabled them to log into 20 to 30 WhatsApp accounts at the same time and instantaneously translated messages.
不止一万个，10多个国家，就是欧洲那边比较有钱的国家。对，你直接把中文输入进去嘛，然后你在上面设置好。
After 2 months in the KB compound, Chen and a friend tried to escape, squeezing through the bars in a room off the canteen.
翻出去，结果跑了几十米不到那保安开车追，几十个保安，他直接就被抓住了，直接就锁壳铐回来了。
The next day, still handcuffed together, they were dragged to the office and beaten.
就是老板说了，就是说不动手的话，他就打他。然后就是说有30多个人打我们两个人吧，基本上打我们的时候，你能做的就是抱着头，然后缩着肚子。我操
你 ！A recording of a video call Chen made to a friend 4 days later shows his injuries.
基本上没有一块好的皮肤，从这边到后面整个后半身。
6 weeks on, other wounds are still obvious.
因为他那里被挖了一块肉。这个就是当初被锁扣着的嘛。
Chen says the manager demanded they each pay a fine of $15,000, threatening to sell them to another company if they didn't comply.
他让我们自己找借口，我跟那个人找的借口是说我们在赌场输了钱，人被扣了。
Chen's sister paid the money and then sent more for his rescue.
我实在受不了了，然后我跟我姐说实话。
With her help, he contacted the Sihanoukville governor, and through him, the police.
我那时候我就直接跟他说，我说，你现在过来救我，然后我给他5000美，因为我那时候当时非常害怕嘛。啊，他2个多小时，然后就过来了。
Since the middle of 2021, hundreds of people have been rescued from cyber scam operations in Cambodia, including Chinese, Thais, Indonesians, Vietnamese, Malaysians, and Burmese. But the province's deputy governor, Long De Monch, claims most complaints of trafficking and confinement by scam companies are fabricated and merely contract disputes.
ta chọn đồ lại thứ cá, nó tập tật lại thứ cá nó bằng mình bằng việc khai chớ nên chừng tới lại khăn càng như kỳ là o chừng tới quật tiếp tiếp rồi bị quật lại tới bán quật thứ cá, chẳng hạn quật bạc ca quật xe đẹp tha kỳ bạc hàng quật hay.
But those contracts are not contracts, they are bondage of these people and they are locked up. So
the but please let him finish. I think that what I have told, he didn't finish yet and then he will tell.
It was more of the same.
Đại miên đó, sân tại anh ấy bán tham miên phẩm ăn, tại bây được bốn cặp này, nửa lơ bận đăng phẩm ăn chỉ sai sắp tại 20 bận đăng. Anh nói đại dương ban đang còn bông phơi ăn thì cái càng gì đó.
But he refuses to say which ones.
À thế, nhưng mình anh gì là miên chụp phẩm ăn đấy, còn bên tai, ở tại bên miên bận đăng, ở đôi chân tháng chắc miên đầm rối miên bận đăng, cứ cà sai kia nó cứ cho tôi tu à kia na cái đó.อาคีสันทาคีน่าก็ได้อาคีคาสิโนน่าก็ได้อาคีโรงจักรสักที่น่าก็ได
้ Pictured at an official occasion with Dong Le Chung, the tycoon behind scam compound Jin Sui, the deputy governor claims he's never heard of neighboring compound director Zhu Aimin, despite the fugitive's high profile, including a road named after him.
So were you looking to Zhu Aimin and the Interpol red notice?
You know, we are a local government. We are, you know, our jurisdiction we have, you know, limited.
When we raised Senator Coquan's Crown Industrial Park and complaints made by Lou Zianri and other victims directly to the governor and police, they're apparently not valid. And as far as complaints from Thai authorities that some 3,000 of their nationals are enslaved by scamming syndicates, he's derisory.
It is very difficult for me to believe it, but if we get a strong evidence, we bring the offenders to the court for the judgment. I think maybe that's enough.
Heading out of Sihanoukville, we travel 400 kilometres northwest to a site where more than 100 Thais were freed in November 2021.
So this is a special economic zone in Passat, and just over there is the Thai border. As you can see, there's absolutely nothing around except for this compound where many of the victims have told us that they were confined.
Hong was here in July 2021.
Sixteen-year-old
Lin was trafficked from China to scam operations here in early
2021.
可以看到。我们之前是在这栋楼，就是宿舍跟工作都是在这一栋了。Chen was brought from China to the compound after accepting a job promoting online games. But instead, it was an online gambling scam.
因为我们那个公司它那个就相当于说那种实时彩一样的，就是那种应该不是说啊是实时彩，就是90秒一期的嘛。
The Special Economic Zone, or SEZ, is owned by Cambodian tycoon Tri Piep. A former advisor to Hun Sen, in 2019 he was sanctioned by the US for large-scale corruption and environmental destruction. His house overlooks the compound. Locals like this woman tell of horrors inside. Chen recalls this happening to those who tried to escape.
抓回来关小黑屋，叫家里面打钱，叫里面打钱你就走了，不打钱。
So what is the owner of the zone providing? I mean, you might even call it a special criminal zone in that they're providing a place beyond the rule of law. They're providing a place where people who want to be involved in all sorts of fraud or other illicit activities can safely base themselves, right? They're not the ones actually perpetrating the crimes. They're just trying to provide a good environment for the criminals.
The buses at the compound bear the signage of Chinese conglomerate Hung He. Tri Piep is a company chairman.
我下飞机，他过来接我的时候就写的是恒河集团。他们园区叫恒河园区。
Hong was sold to a company here from Sihanoukville's infamous KB compound. KB and Hung He are intimately entwined. They share directors. China-born, now Cambodian citizen with a new name, Chen Alen, is a director of KB and numerous Hung He companies. So too was Su Zhongjian, who also had other businesses with KB directors, Senator Kokan's son-in-law, Richie Samnung, and fugitive Zhu Aimin. But perhaps of greater significance is another director of several Hung He companies, including a bank, Prime Minister Hun Sen's nephew, Hun To. reportedly suspected by Australian police of drug trafficking.
I think this is really just more of an indication of how embedded these criminal networks are becoming in a country like Cambodia.
We asked the head of Cambodia's National Committee for Counter-Trafficking, Chu Boneng, about the rescue of Thai nationals from the Hung Her compound.
Even though hundreds of people have been rescued, no charges have been laid against that company or any individuals linked to it.
I don't believe so, because the judge can be take time, you know, to make decision. Responsible
for. But when we raise the fact that individuals close to the Prime Minister are linked to the site, her knowledge of the case suddenly evaporates.
Is it of concern to you that this zone, owned by Tree Pip, who has been an advisor to the Prime Minister, is the site of human trafficking and illegal global scams?
Mm-hmm. You see, actually, I do not have familiar with this case, but you can contact relevant authorities closer.
But trafficking is your issue. Are you not concerned being trafficked?
This case is one case. So it seems like...
But it did involve hundreds of people. Also, the compound has links to the Prime Minister's nephew, Hun To.
So let me check first, because I do not familiar with this case.
I mean, does that concern you, that a large Chinese company linked to the Prime Minister's nephew is linked to human trafficking and cyber scams?
Yeah, I think that you may, aware of it more than me.
Okay, that's
so,
all right.
So stop by here. I will come to my stuff to get my phone.
When she comes back, her call to a departmental official delivers no answers.
He said that the operation is not under the responsibility of anti-trafficking unit. So it seems like beyond, you know, our responsibility.
Even though Chu Boneng is also a Secretary of State of the Interior Ministry that oversees the National Police and liaises with international law enforcement authorities, including Interpol, fugitives like KB Compound's Yu Aimin are also beyond her responsibility.
As a long-time member of this government,
yes.
Are you not concerned that Yu Aimin, a wanted fugitive, is able to set up a company in Sihanoukville?
Why don't you say that we are not concerned, you know? Because we have our structure down.
How is he able to set up a company in this country that ends up being involved in human trafficking and cyber scams worth millions of dollars? How is that possible?
It seems like there are the responsibility in different unit, you know. So if they just doing on that, you know, how I can interfere? Because I think that the authority, you know, they are aware about that.
Yu Aimin and other individuals named in the program didn't respond to allegations raised. Except for the Prime Minister's nephew, Hun To. When he's not in Switzerland with his family, he's often in Australia's southeastern city, Melbourne, where he has a company, owns real estate and drives a Lamborghini.
It's Marianne Jolly from Al Jazeera.
When we visit his family home, we're told he's not there. But in a message to 101 East, he declined to be interviewed, stating he's not a competent authority to deal with the said issues and not aware of any cyber scam operations. Back in Phnom Penh, the suffering of victims of the scam industry continues. Lu Xianri is still fielding cries for help on his phone and assisting those already rescued. This 27-year-old jumped from a scam compound in January 2022 in the northern Thai border city of Poipet. It's been the scene of numerous rescues of Thai nationals. But the belt he attached to the railing broke.
I fell down.
和那个脚，右脚粉碎性骨折。
Security guards dragged him back to the compound, where he says his boss extorted $30,000 from his family before sending him to hospital.
他是这样，我在，他就把我关在小黑屋里面，我就那死一动都动不了，就躺在屋子里面待了两天。我家里面打了钱了。
And his family paid another $15,000 for his surgery. Unable to afford to recover in hospital, all he wants is to go home to them.
他们很担心我，还是靠自己每天就躺着，等自己身体恢复。
Other Chinese victims are also waiting for COVID border restrictions to be lifted in their homeland and for new travel papers.After a year away, Ming's newborn son is now walking.
其实我每天都有给我小孩开视频。他每天就问我一句话：“爸爸什么时候回来？”其实我心里边也很难受的，有一种心里要融化的那种感觉。
And he's one of the lucky ones. Many thousands are still waiting to be freed.While Chinese scam syndicates act with impunity in a country where corruption has no limits.